presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hey everybody, I'm not going to wait for that music to finish. We're just going to launch right into this. This is Elisa Matthews, and we've got my lovely boy Eric, and we have the graceful and talented Denise Ramon at deniseramon.com. Oh, it has a mistake in the spelling. It says Dennis. No, it has two N's, but it's only one N, guys. DeniseRamon.com. So I'll have to change that. And we're just going to take callers, right?
Yes, yes. Oh, I do see the double N. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good about going. Eric says hello, by the way.
Hi.
He's very bubbly, like excited. Like
as usual. Yeah, I want to ask you a question, a personal question. Well, not personal, but I've been always have this craving to go to Michigan and visit those beautiful lakes, Torch Lake, Crystal Lake, because it's just like clear as gin. And I told Michelle that. I said, oh, my God, I had a dream that we went. And sometimes we have the same dreams. What's behind the Michigan one, Eric?
He's telling me it's kind of like a it's a very healing place to go to, and it's very magical over there.
Oh,
is what he says. Yeah.
The one time I forget to mute. Okay. And the number is XXXXXXXX Texas or TX. It's weird. Sorry, guys. That's life. All right. We will go ahead, and if you don't mind, we'll go ahead and start taking callers, one in front of the other.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. I missed that. Okay, 412 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Lisa. This is Lori and Denise.
Hey, Lori.
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I've called in many times before. I'm calling about my beautiful son, Jacob, who battled leukemia very bravely and passed away in May. And next week will be his birthday, what would have been his 21st birthday.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm wondering, and I'm wondering if he has a message for me or for his two sisters who miss him also and love him.
Jacob, what you got?
Eric is with him right now also. Eric is coming
in. Okay.
Jacob says to celebrate his birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, celebrate his birthday. And he's coming to me with a small cake. I don't like with one candle on it. So I don't know if that means anything to you, but he wants you to celebrate his birthday. So if it's, you don't have to do anything real elaborate, he's saying, but celebrate it. You know, it's almost like he says, everybody write a letter to him.
And
he says, and everybody take turns writing the letter. I mean, reading the letter, you know. And he says, I just have chills. He says, Mom, he goes, I'm going to be there. And he says, the main thing he's showing me right now is that he can breathe and he is, he's okay. And he goes, and the way he's showing me that, it's like everything is perfect for him. There's nothing to be concerned about for him. And he's holding you.
Sisters?
Very close.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
The sisters, you know, I feel like both of the sisters feel like they have felt him or seen him. And he said, yes, it's real. And it's real. And he says, there will be more, you know, because the more you believe, the more you see it. He's showing me. He's saying there will be more.
Yes, his sisters have both had visits from him. I have not yet.
Too deep in the grief. That's typical, really typical.
Yeah.
All right, Lori, you just keep hanging on, all right? And remember,
can I one more quick?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh. Sorry, Lori, next time, but we have so many callers, I mean, you know, and so many who have not ever been able to get on. So, oh, now I feel bad because it was too late. I clicked the button. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's see. We have... The 209 area code is next. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, Elisa. This is Eva calling from California.
Hi, hey, Eva. What you
hi,
got for Eric?
And hi, Eric. I'm sorry. I just wanted to come on and thank you. I remind everyone really quick. My son was diagnosed with acute cirrhosis and alcoholic, I believe, hepatitis in January, and the doctors only gave him 90 days to live. Well, here to tell you, we had scalar work done, and with everyone's prayers on this, on your show, I just want to say thank you to everyone. I am eternally grateful. He's off of all his medications except for one diuretic, and in December they'll go in and check his liver, but they haven't had to pull any of the fluid from his tummy. His stomach has flattened, and it's just, I feel so blessed, and I want to thank everyone out there, and thank you so much for scalar work. I'm eternally grateful.
Everybody in the radio show sent prayers out.
I want to thank every single person from the bottom of my heart. And thank
beautiful.
You, Eric. I know you're there. And can I ask one quick question?
Sure.
Can I ask, completely different, but am I going to lose my house?
Eric said no.
Whew. Going through some serious money issues right now, and we're going through it, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. So
what,
I was just wondering if I'm...
Eric, what practical steps does she need to take in order for that not to happen?
Eric says, no, it isn't, but he says, stay in contact. So the way he's saying that, stay in contact with who you need to contact about the house, because he makes me feel like he's like showing me like there will be something to be worked out.
Wonderful. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for your prayers. I truly, truly appreciate it. My son seems to be going in the right direction, the positive direction. So thank you so much.
You're going to hug me. Bye.
I sure will. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
It was a miracle. I mean, he was going to be on the, well, he was supposed to die. But, you know, and then he got a little bit better, put him on the transplant list, maybe. Well, they're thinking about it, and... anyway, that didn't need to happen, so that's so cool. Okay, got somebody from the 832 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, it's Pam Terry from Houston. Hi.
Hey, Pam.
Thank you so much. Hey,
sure.
Pam and Denise, Elise and Denise and Eric. My question is, I had the eye optimization scalar energy work done. I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma, which was a complete shock to me. And I want to know, you know, what has caused this? Like, do I have a hypothyroid issue? Should I get tested for that? And I've got the eye drops to take. I'm scared to take them because of all the side effects. But when you did the scalar work, we asked that the side effects be mitigated. And
Right.
I just want to make sure, did they? Or I'm just freaked out about it. And want to know if there's, like, should I take the Lanacross eye drops, go ahead, it's safe, and are there any supplements I should take? Is there anything else I need to do?
Eric says to take the drops. He says those, it's safe. He says, you know, all the groundwork was done for that, for you to be able to take it. So he says, go ahead and take that. He says it may burn a little bit, but don't let that scared you.
Yeah, no.
And the vitamins, the supplements, he says, that would be good for you to research about alternative healing, homeopathic type stuff to help with that. He's telling me for you to, like, because you could take 30 vitamins, you know, or supplements. So I feel like there's some supplements where you only need to take two or three, but he's telling me to have you Google it, almost like for you to feel good with what it is you're wanting to put into your body. And that's
right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Is he gonna be okay?
I kind of done that. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I kind of did that yesterday, and I used my, what do you call it? The dowser thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, right.
to kind of ask and then kind of go on with my intuition. So I think I'm on the right track. And then
good.
So that's awesome. Yeah.
That explains to me why Eric said for you to do that.
About
you trusting your own. It's like you're building your own intuition. You're like really getting
right.
in tune with that.
That's great.
Okay. And did you have anything about what caused this?
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to ask. Right.
Eric is showing me it's about disbelief. So I don't know how your thought process has been over the years, you know, from, I don't know, from time when you were a child or whatever, but it has to do with Eric says disbelief. And it could be, I don't know if it's things that you saw or things that you know or something, but Eric says it has to do with disbelief. And I also feel like somewhere down the road early on, you heard something of this matter could happen or something. I don't, the way Eric, it's about disbelief. And
should I get a reading maybe?
Eric says, of course you can get a reading, but you know, Eric says, Eric says, really, you sit with this, you know, like sit with your own intuition and just feel where the eyes, like what is it really connected to for you? But Eric says, you know, reading is good too. And I say that not just to have one with me or anyone, you know, you can pick anyone, but sometimes we can help see where it's coming from more as we connect with you and the root of it and getting more into it.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so
much.
I think you're
going to
be
fine. You're welcome. Yes, Pam. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, they're watching me also for glaucoma. It just keeps creeping up, but still, okay. So I can understand it. It's pretty common. All right. We have somebody from the 985 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. She told me to call in. I just kind of need some advice on where to go, what to do. I got a lot of things afloat right now, a lot of things that I'm going to try to say without crying, a lot of things that I've learned about myself that, well, Miss Elisa knows is pretty profound. I wasn't expecting it. I've been getting memories. Oh, God. I've been getting memories from when I served our nation's military in a very unique angelic way.
Mm-hmm.
Super soldier, secret space program. And I'm not trying to brag about it whatsoever.
No,
I just need some guidance on the proper healing. Is there something wrong with an organ maybe causing my emotions to go apeshit? Is it my environment? I just need some kind of direction because I would really appreciate it.
Okay, what's your first name?
Too, right? It's Lewis.
Lewis.
Yes.
Last initial P.
Okay, and where do you live now? What state?
I don't live far from Miss Elisa. I'm in the south.
Okay.
Two states over to your east.
Okay. So you want to know, do you have organ fit problems as to why you're
I think, from my history of certain things when I was younger and when I got older, the lifestyle I chose, the choices I made and so on, I'm learning that my kidneys could be a lot of what's going on causing the emotions to fly off. Not say fly off, but it's like I'll be here, I'll meditate, I am feeling great, I'll light up with the Christ energy, I'm literally making TV shut off, I get up, I'm happy as can go lucky, I go in the bathroom, let's say I take a nap, I go take a nap, as soon as I wake up, all that of what, that goodness and everything, it's like it got completely washed away, and I'm right back at ground zero, like I didn't do any work.
Well, Eric says you are doing a lot of work, so you're not back at ground zero, even though it feels like it. And Eric says you're learning to get balance. And Eric says, so when you wake up or whatever it is, and it's like, what the heck just happened? I was in such this euphoric mood or this was great, and now I'm like wishing I could just bury my head. What happened? And Eric says, ask yourself those questions, because sometimes as we're getting more aware of our awakeness, you know, like we're more than just this body and we're not just, you know, from what we've been taught all these years, whether if we went to church or not, our ego or our logic kicks in and kind of like stomps on it. And that, so it's about, Eric says, just kind of like, okay, what's going on? And he says, take a deep breath and just go back to what you know is your truth. So you know what your truth is about some things that you have mentioned. And those are some really cool things to really focus on. That you know is your truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
It is, and Eric says
it is awesome. And it's very, it's, you know, from the outside it is, but when you experience it, and then you, this is basically what it comes down to. From the time I've been a child till now, I've always noticed that it's like someone is like trying to fuck with me. Sorry, I cursed. It's
so
like
Eric,
I don't know, like a hidden hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of what I have. They don't want it shining that bright. I don't know.
Are you feeling like you're being attacked by something dark? Is that what you're saying?
Oh yes, like there.
Eric, is that happening?
I need a recommendation for a healing. Like, what could be a good ground zero? Is it my kidneys causing my emotions to fly off the handle?
Kidneys are where you hold your anger.
So
that's where that is. So
what about the emotion code with Veronica?
Yeah, and I was thinking also, too, Michelle has been doing some profound work about healing people with that have some energies around them that feel good and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she's been doing some very profound work with that. And with her and another person do it together, and I feel like with stuff like this, you need more than one person.
Yeah.
But Eric is saying, there's nothing wrong with you, and you're learning to find balance with this new energy that's going on. And Eric says, you know, from a kid and everything, you know, something bad stomps on you, whatever. Eric says some of that, though, had to do with your choices and not having the proper guidance of where to go.
So amen to that. And it's kind of like learning as you go.
Yeah. So you just were going down the path that you only knew to go down. So, and it's because it looks inviting or enticing or whatever, but Eric says that's what that was about. And so now you have this new profound awareness about you and that, and it is overwhelming. I remember I was freaked out at 23 when all this stuff started happening to me.
It's really okay. We got to go on to the next caller because we have so many people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much.
Ground yourself every day. Make sure you're grounded.
I'm actually sitting down with the earthing strap right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's awesome, Lewis. That's awesome.
Yeah,
he's a pretty cool dude. Wow. Okay, let's see. Go ahead.
I love it that more males are becoming more sensitive.
I love it.
The more aware of their sensitivity. I do. It's just very powerful.
I know. That's great. Okay, let's see. We have somebody from the 919 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hey.
Hi.
Where are you calling from,
please? I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay.
Awesome.
So my question is around career. The short of it is I have been applying and interviewing. Things haven't worked out, but there's one job that has come back around again. It's the recruiter that's working with me. But it is the one that I really am excited about. But I'm just trying to see, do you see something good and positive opportunity coming through soon?
Eric says yes, very soon.
Oh,
very soon.
Very soon. Good.
And with that very soon, I get real soon.
Okay.
And I'm not talking months away either.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, yay. That's wonderful.
Yeah, Eric says very soon.
Hey, give us an update later, okay?
So
I will.
Kay, keep envisioning like you're already there. Start envisioning what your office will smell like, your cubicle will smell like. How
all your senses, yes.
Yeah, start getting your clothes in order or just whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, just start doing that, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Blessings to your bones.
Keep cutting people off. But we have such a huge line. All right, got somebody from the 860 area code. Hi there, how you doing? 860 area code, you there? Hi there.
No, that was me saying hello. I was wondering.
Oh, okay. She didn't sound like you. All right, we'll go on to somebody from the 941 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
What?
Elisa. Hi. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Hi, Elisa. It's Kim.
Hey,
beautiful
Kim.
Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for taking my call.
Sarasota. Beautiful beaches. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You guys should come visit sometime.
I'm
absolutely
from there. I'm from St. Petersburg. My family still lives there.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been very hot but very beautiful lately.
Oh, of course.
Great.
Yeah. I was originally talking with Elisa. Thank you, Elisa, for everything lately. I was originally going to ask a different question about the energies, but something's come up again with my son in the last few days. His name is Evan. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, he's struggling so much. I just want to know from Eric, will my son Evan be okay here in this 3D dimension and reality?
Yeah. How old is he?
17.
Okay. Did this stuff start happening when he was 13?
Yeah, approximately. 13 to 15 was the first real rough bump in the road.
Yeah, because Eric showed me 13, so that's why I wasn't getting he was 13, but he was telling. Eric says yes, you know, he will, but it's, you know, Eric says, you know, you're still going to have to monitor it for a little bit till he gets kind of off of his wobbly legs, I guess is the way Eric is showing me. Is he on any kind of medication?
He is. He's on a mild antidepressant.
Eric says, like, monitor that and ask him, how are you feeling with this? You know, Eric says, check in with him. But Eric says by the time he's 21, he's going to have a better understanding of what's going on, and he's not going to feel like such an oddball, you know?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Will he have to continue medication?
No. Eric says no. No.
He's not going to have to
for the rest of his life. You know, because Eric says some of this has to do with his hormones, too.
Oh, yeah. Does anything have to do with another life that we're at the same age in another life he started having trouble? Or is it mostly this life?
Well, Eric says, you know, some of our stuff is from other lives because we're coming in. This life is where we're still working on stuff, even though we're working on stuff here. You know, it's
right.
Like some of us are working on, you know, about self-acceptance or whatever, and this is a carryover from another life. We had to do it in a different way, so now we're like kind of fine-tune it in this one. But Eric tells me in a previous life of his, he was in the war, you know, in a battle, you know, war zone and stuff. So he's, you know, he's sensitive to stuff going around him. And I don't know that he's even picked that up yet, that he's sensitive to the energies around him. But Eric says, have you noticed how he gets concerned about a lot of, like, others, more real concerned about others, maybe within the family and stuff like that?
Yes, I've noticed that a lot. And
yeah,
the comment relative to the war makes a lot of sense because he's never slept well and he has night terrors. And it's been a rough pretty much from the beginning.
Maybe he could get the past life regression if you were ever open to it. Or just a past life reading from one of the mediums. You don't have to be regressed, but just if he heard what his life was, and then it would click and say, oh, well, that's why. So, okay, bye. I don't.
And it would help him to better understand. But Eric says it does have some ties with that, but he's going to get it figured out. And, you know, like he'll be able to be on medicine forever. And he is a very, very, very powerful healer.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for calling in. I'm glad you remembered.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I told her she needed to call in. She really did. Okay. Let's see here. Should we try that eight? Let me try that one that didn't pick up and give her one more chance. Where is that? 860 area code. There, take your call.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. I didn't take your call, right?
No, she was the no answer.
Okay, that was the one that didn't answer. Okay, how can we help you? What's your name? Where are you from?
Lisa from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm kind of a little bit amazed. I sound just like that woman's voice that I had night terrors my entire life. My parents were always angry with me.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, what you got for us?
What has Eric got for me? Everything in my life is just falling apart. And I don't know what to do and which way to turn.
Well, Eric says not everything is falling apart. The things that are falling apart are things that he's telling me are really, it's a good thing because these are things that really aren't serving you well. But it's the fear of the unknown that scares you and stuff like that. So Eric says to really focus on the things that are good for you, that are going good for you. And it could be that you're still enjoying hot showers, or you still fit into a pair of pants, or you still can drive good, or something. Eric says start focusing on those things. Focus in on how good you can brush your teeth, because right now you're focused on everything on the outside that looks like it's not going well for you. And he says, those things that aren't going well for you is to force you to start going inward. Because there's some really good changes coming down the road for you. And he says, don't get caught up in the fear. Really, and start focusing on what is good, what is going good for you. And he says, like, I can brush my teeth really good, or I can take the hot shower still really good. Or he says, start focusing on, and it's, may sound real simple, but it's those simple things that we focus on that keep us out of the craziness of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
It's a little pathetic if all I've got is that I can brush my teeth. I know some people can't, but wow.
No, it's the simple things. It's the simple things.
Yeah,
and sometimes I have to go back to what I know is the truth. And that will. And sometimes that takes me all the way back to the day, that one day when I was 23 years old. And we all have to, you know, sometimes we just get we're not grounded as well. And so we have to go back to what we can really see and know is true. And it's not pathetic that you can brush your teeth good or take hot showers or get dressed or fit into the same pair of pants, you know, that you did a month ago. These are really important things to see.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have a timeline on the goodness, like 5 years, 2 years, a year?
Oh, it's not going to be 5 years. He says, as you start doing this, you're going to start, what you're doing is you're opening the door for the goodness to come, for the good things to come in. Because right now you're focusing on, it's a disaster. So it's like everything is a disaster. So this is why he wants you to focus on what you know is good. And that is, like, you can brush your teeth, you can take a hot shower. You can. He's telling me you can cook good. So these are important things.
Cute. He knows I can cook good. That's adorable.
I think that's a major plus because I don't know how to cook.
That makes this Italian girl very happy.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a good call. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you picked up. I really am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Lisa from Connecticut. Okay, got somebody from the 205 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi. Thank you. Hi. Thank you for my call. Elise and Denise and Eric, thank you so much. My name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama. And I just want to know what Eric is picking up around my negotiation settlement with my homeowner's insurance. This has been going on since March. I did have to hire an appraisal to come in, and now possibly an umpire. And so I just want to know, when do you see an actual settlement, and if you see an amount?
You know, Eric says so many people are having to do what you do. He says, and not everybody knows to do what you've done. So he says, really praise yourself for being able to take the next step. He says, because this is also about you being, having the courage, even though it's been scary, having the courage to fight for what you know to be right, to fight for yourself. And stuff. So it's like you're standing up for yourself. And Eric says, this is a really a powerful situation for you. It's not just about getting a settlement. This is about you standing up for you and reaching out for assistance, getting help to help you with this. So this is really big for you. He says your settlement should come before the end of this year. And are you going to get exactly what you want? Eric says it's going to be real close to what you want.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I have to also just give praises to all of my, first to Source, first to God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then, you know, the universe, my guides and archangels and my ancestors and my family and friends on the other side, because they have been helping me. They have been guiding me, telling me, mm-hmm. no, you go get that appraisal. No, you go do this. And they have been telling me. So I'm so thankful for them, because they are right here going through it with me. And it's just amazing. I just want to tell everyone on the line, first, I'd like to just thank God for you earth angels and Eric. And then I would like to say, please, 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 when in doubt, you know, go and to Source and go to your guides and know that they are there. They are there. Oh, my God. I just love them so much.
People don't ask for help. Ask Eric for help. Ask your guides. Ask your guardian angel. They are there to serve you. And when you get on the other side, you guys are probably going to be of service to others, too. So
absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling in.
That was a really
cool call. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
I love you.
Love
you.
Thank you.
Much love to you.
Oh, I can tell she is just a loving human being.
I know. I wrote down how sweet. Sweet.
Oh, my God. All right. 6-3. All of you guys are sweet, okay? I don't have any favorites.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. This is Suzanne. I have a couple questions. I might be going on a blind date Thursday with the man Anthony. How do you see that going? Or do you see me meeting him or somebody else? I'm looking for a significant other. And I'm supposed to start a job August 31st. I just got hired. Do you see it going good?
Well, Eric said, first of all, have fun on the date because Anthony is a fun person.
Oh, good.
So this is fun. And Eric says, in your job, this is going to be more than what you could have imagined your job to be, this position. Eric says, you're really going to feel like I can stay now. I could stay at this job for a while. You know, you're going to feel secure, like I can stay here for, you know, for years, you know. It's going
to
be.
Yeah, they still check my references and everything this week, but I guess they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because I got friends more than people at work. I don't know.
No, it's going to be good. And Eric says, stop doubting that good things are coming to you.
Do you think he's going to want to date me, this man, Anthony?
Eric says, just have fun with him.
Oh.
Because you're going to go in there. Is he going to date me? Is he going to like me? Is he going to want to, you know, Eric says, go in there with fun. Go and allow him to to compliment you and you receive it, he says. Just have fun with it. Absolutely.
And quickly, how's my son doing?
What's his name?
Nicholas.
Okay.
Is he on the other side?
No.
Okay, because Eric
said he was saying he was.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's why I asked, because Eric shows me he's doing well, but he's showing me he's doing well on my right side, which that means you're still here. So that's why I asked the way you asked. So Eric says he's researching. I guess that's what he's showing me . He's researching. He's researching things, and I guess
all
researching
right.
life.
Oh, good. All right, we better go on to the next caller. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, got somebody from the 908 area code. Hi there, how you doing? Are you there? 908 area code, anybody home? Okay, let's try the next one. Okay. Got one for the my computer's going so slowly. 757 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good evening. Hi. This is Andre from Virginia Beach.
Oh yeah, hi Andre.
Hi, good evening. I'm glad to hear you and my love and appreciation. Thank you so much to Eric as well. I have a question to him about the career, and I feel like he has a message for me.
You have a question about what did you say?
Career advice. I think like he has a message for me.
So yeah, a career is Eric. Message.
Okay.
Yes.
So, are you in the process of switching careers?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you already found the job for your new career?
Still searching.
Okay. Because the reason I ask that, because I feel like you're like right there on it. It's almost like, because I feel like you're right there. So Eric says, so are you confused about which direction to go? Because Eric shows me you're like at a crossroad on which direction to go with it.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's what he's showing me. Eric says, go in and ask yourself, what is it that you would like? Like, what is it? Because he says you're very well experienced in a lot of that where you could go in different fields or whatever. So Eric says, feel with what feels good to you. Don't look at what pays the most. Go with what feels
good
to you.
Yeah.
Go with what feels good to you, because then you won't be so uncertain about which position to apply for or what one to apply for.
That is the most confusing part. That is the most confusing.
And Eric says when you apply for these, don't worry, don't think, oh, I don't know if I'm qualified or whatever, because Eric says whichever one hires you, you are going to be qualified for. Otherwise, they wouldn't have hired you.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Any advice, like personal advice from him?
Like personal, Eric says,
yes.
Start believing in yourself more. Start, and that you deserve to have a change. And Eric says, start believing that you deserve.
Oh, you've been told that.
You deserve things.
More.
You deserve.
Yeah,
you have a right to do all of this. Eric
yeah.
says, you're not seeing the goodness in you.
Mm, yeah, that's right. All right, we'll go on to the next.
Thank
Andre,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I want to visit Virginia Beach. It sounds pretty. I wonder if it has a beach. Probably does. All right. 805 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Oh, no. It didn't work. Sorry. 805 area code. Hey there. How you doing? Anybody there at 805 area code? Anybody home? All right. We'll try again. Maybe when I'm at the local pub. Just kidding. All right, 770 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
Great. Great, great. My name is Maddie, and I'm
Maddie.
Here in Georgia.
Oh, we've actually got so many Southerners.
I noticed that.
That's awesome. Great.
Wow. Yeah. My question for Eric, I have a friend, a associate, that wants me to get involved with doing spa work. I'm a licensed esthetician, and I want to know would she be the right person to get involved with?
What's her first name? Spa.
Jamila. Jamila.
Okay, Jamila. All right.
And it's
so
spa,
picking up again, Jamila. Yes, spa. S-A.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I kept hearing spy, and I was like,
what? I thought spy too. I thought, oh my God,
okay,
that's James Bond.
No,
James
FDA.
Bond.
No,
Jamila
yeah.
Bond. Now the other one. No, I'm kidding. FDA. I'm just being silly.
Eric says. I feel like you're more of a boss like person than she would be. I feel like you are more the leader, I guess would be a better word. The way Eric has shown me, you're like you're the leader.
So would it make problems than going into business together?
Eric says no, but you're just gonna have to really really sit down and talk about how you want things, how both of y'all want things, and make sure you get everything in writing. And he also says make sure that you put in there that as it develops that you have the freedom to change some things up.
Yeah.
Because Eric is showing me you're really big on creating things.
Oh, good.
So.
Wow. Yeah.
So
wow.
You may start out, you know, having the little things going on, and then you're going to see how, oh, wow, while we're doing this, then we can also have this or whatever. Eric just shows me that you're really good at creating. So, and
awesome.
I feel like you're more, I don't want to say that she isn't, but I just feel like
more
that's your strong point when it isn't the other person's.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Sometimes when we're a little bit more fancier than the other person might get a little jealous. So just bring that up, Eric says, like as things develop, you know, you may want to create and do things a little bit different within the guidelines. Yeah.
Right. Makes sense. All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. That was enlightenment. That's the second no that I've gotten. So I'm convinced now.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Maddie.
My attention's going to rise because I think you're going to bring everything to the show,
mm-hmm.
and that could create a problem.
Yeah.
All right. You know, you need to start your own spa. That's what you need to do, maybe, huh? That'd be awesome. All right. We've got somebody from the 708 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
Hey there.
This is Darlene.
Hey, Darlene.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a problem. I have two cats that have started fighting with each other. I mean, getting very mean to each other. They're brother and sister. They've lived together for 6 years, and now all of a sudden they hate each other and they're trying to kill each other. What's going on with them?
Well, let me tell you that we did the ERPE on the household, and one idea was that maybe the release of trapped emotions, if there's some heavy emotions, they're really sensitive to. But it could be just a coincidence. So what's going on?
Eric says, Mom, you know that's not true.
Okay.
Of it being just a coincidence. Of it being just a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Of it being just a
coincidence. So what's going on? And what can we do?
Well, you know, is it the male that's more aggressive?
Well, it was the female, that started it, but now the male is the one that's hissing and being, like, very aggressive.
because I get the mail, and Eric says, you know, there's it's like it's got, it's in like a hurricane of energy, and it's just like they don't know what to do with it.
So oh, what can they do?
So what do you suggest? I got the calming bracelet. Like, they're hissing at you right now. I got the calming necklaces. I got the calming stuff. What about CBC oil? I don't know what to do.
Eric said CBD oil would be good. Eric said CBD oil would be good. Yeah.
Well, okay. Will it go away in its own? Will it go away in its own? I mean, could it be one of the effects of, you know, the ERPE release of emotions, of trapped emotions in somebody else? And, you know, maybe something deep like grief. And once all that is released over time, that they will calm down?
Eric
says
yes.
Like a week after that.
Oh.
Eric says the mail. Eric says, but Eric says the mail like hangs on to stuff.
Oh. What do you mean?
And like it's hanging on to like the mail is like how it just hangs on to things coming their direction, you know, and it doesn't let go of things.
What do you mean things?
And,
like emotions? Or like
energies, Eric is showing me. Sorry.
Okay.
And then the female cat picks up on it and gets irritated with what's going on, and then that's what causes the battle between the two of them. But Eric says the CBD oil would be good on especially the male cat. And I see this, the way Eric is showing me, it's calming down, because it's almost like it's like whatever work you did, because Eric is showing me it's coming down, and, you know, it like it's healing in phases. So as it's healing, the cat, especially the male cat, is really hanging on to it. The energies as they're passing through. And of course they don't know what's going on. They don't know, let me just step to the side and let this stuff go out the front door. They're just in the mix of it. And of course, you know, Eric says that male cat's pretty smart. So the male cat knows not to go acting a little bit pissy to humans. So this is acts out on the female.
Yeah, so that makes sense, because we do so much healing, even on a cellular level, of everyone in the household, and he may like, no, don't mess with my energy. I don't want to get better or younger or whatever. So yeah.
So
right.
It's the energy in the house.
I'm sorry.
So is it the energy in the house?
I feel like it's the energy that's moving out.
Oh, good.
You know, because this stuff goes in phases. You know, it doesn't just. I mean, it can just all of a sudden once poof out the door, but as the work that's being done on you or whomever, it's like it's got to go in waves, you know, so
that's
we
right.
can adjust
Otherwise,
to it. As,
yeah.
And okay,
I guess,
so the energy was on all of us, and so now it's kind of going away, going out?
Yes, and, you know, animals pick up on this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's they right. do. They pick up on this. And Eric says it's almost like these cats feel weird, like something's going on and they don't know what's going on, just like when we feel weird, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Even if it's in the movement of betterment.
Right.
All right, Darlene, well, just, you know, you and I, we just need to talk every once in a while, okay, and figure out how they're doing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I will. I'm going to get the CBD oil.
Good for you.
CBD oil. Thanks.
Okay.
You're so welcome. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, sometimes even if the energy is going in a better direction, it can be unnerving for certain animals, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. Now I lost my place.
Eric says those cats are very protective of her, too.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting. She's probably hearing that. Okay. My thumb messed up stuff. Okay. Okay, we got somebody from the, I'm afraid I'm going to accidentally click on somebody I already clicked on. 650 area code, because I slid up again.
Oh, I don't think you haven't done that one yet.
Oh, 650 area code. Have I gotten you yet? Hi there.
Is it me? I guess
yes, it's me. 650.
Okay. Yeah, 650. You just wonder if there's another 650 person holding.
Oh,
cell.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I should probably say the next number after that. So, yeah.
Maybe. So far it's working.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Nancy. I'm from California. And
hey, Nancy.
I have a question. All right. And hi to Denise.
Hello.
I had sessions with you before, and you're just wonderful.
Oh,
so I actually found out I have some skills in this area, and I've been having great luck with my pendulum.
Nice.
And it shocked
awesome.
Me. I just never thought I had that connection, but I do. So I just wanted to check with Eric and see, am I getting messages from my higher self, my guide? Just want to make sure it's all good things that are coming through, and there's nobody else up there.
Yes, good.
Eric
question.
Says it is coming from your higher self and your guides, and he says you do a very good job of grounding and protecting yourself, you know, before you go into the questioning. He says you do well at that.
Okay,
very conscious
good.
Of that.
Yeah, cause sometimes the answers are not what I think they're going to be, and I'm thinking,
that's a sure sign.
This is
right.
Right.
There, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
exciting.
Okay,
Eric,
that's all I wanted to know.
Maybe Eric can keep working with you. Eric, keep working with her.
Yeah.
She sounds like
Eric will. Eric says she's going to be me, though.
Oh,
but
Nancy, awesome.
This is exciting for you.
I know. Uh-oh, I've just dropped her off. All right, 415, area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Just big heaps of gratitude to all of you and to Eric, of course.
Oh,
a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago on the cocktail hour, Elisa, you suggested that Eric might be able to help me. This is Shannon from California, and Courtney had taken my question. It was, how can I, what changes, what do I need to do in direction of work and career to bring in abundance while being of service to spirit? And Courtney said she sees a, 90-degree shift coming up soon. I'm doing sound healing right now, and it was a 90-degree shift to get to this point. 90-degree shift from, more traditional work into this, but I'm not certain it's the final path, and I'm okay with that, but curious to know what I can do to kind of align myself with abundance in the healing work.
Well, Eric says, first of all, with the abundance in the healing work, he says already just see abundance coming in. Start seeing abundance in everything, because it's not just in dollars. So start seeing it with that. And Eric says the sound healing, he says that's really good for you because it's a very gentle, peaceful, and it really resonates with your energy. And it's almost like an introduction into this type of work, you know?
Yeah.
But you won't just be doing that type of, that will be in addition to what you do. I also feel like, do you have an interest for hypnosis or something?
I'm a avid follower of people like Alba Weinman and introspective hypnosis, but never had luck being put under, so I kind of backed away from it a little bit because of that.
Well, Eric has shown me that you would do really well as a hypnotherapist, and he says some of the reason why you've had no luck at being hypnotized is because there's a little bit resistance, a safety factor in there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I get that, you know, you don't want to just do it with anybody. And I know someone personally who's had a session done with Alba Weinman, and it was just fascinating because it is on YouTube of that person. I think Lisa, you know, or Linda Hack, she had it. About, I don't know, 4 years ago or something.
Yeah.
You know? And you really have to trust and feel safe with that. But I just see you doing that kind of work and more hypnosis type healing work in that. You know, of course, hypnosis is healing, but I just see you doing energy work with that as well.
Whoa,
so that may have been the sort of 90-degree shift that Courtney spoke of.
Eric is saying yes. And just start seeing abundance in everything. Eric has told me before with people and myself, so when you go outside, start, he goes, look at the abundance of the blue sky and, you know, look in the abundance of whatever it is you see. You know, you live in California, so you probably, now where do you, where, what state are you in?
Yeah, California. I can definitely do that. There's definitely no shortage of the blue sky here.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So start seeing, you know, for me, I would start seeing the abundance of traffic and just start seeing it as an abundant. And
that's
just instead of seeing
one,
it
though.
Instead of seeing
the abundance of
horrible.
Love in your heart, the abundance of excitement for your new career.
Yes, Eric, just start doing that. I'm telling you, I would do that driving home when I worked out of the house with Eric, and we would talk from one side of Houston to the other, me getting home. And I would, it was like a 15-minute ride, it felt like, which was really an hour and a half. But I would not even pay attention to the traffic. They wouldn't get on my nerves, and I would just start seeing it as abundance of traffic, abundance of this, and it was just amazing, amazing.
That's cool.
Well,
and
I'm abundantly grateful for your time with me today. Thank you.
Well, we
yes,
are abundantly
welcome,
grateful for you. You're a light worker, obviously, that's here to make some, to help heal the planet and the people on it.
And Eric,
so
says, Eric says, call on him, Shannon. Eric says, call on
him.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah, he will. He will walk you through this. He will. He's here for you.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We only have just 3 minutes. I don't want to run over to the next show.
Yes.
So I will say goodbye to everybody. Denise, this was absolutely wonderful. You have helped so many people. And Eric, you too, of course. I love you so much. I love all of you guys out there. And this is going to go on YouTube shortly. I mean, not today, probably, but in the next few days. All right. Talk to you later.
Well, love
DeniseRamone.com.
Bye.
I corrected it on the thing. DeniseRamone.com.
Okay.
So
and Aaron says, I love you, Mom. And
love
we
you,
will
baby.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye.